Blue, that's their first charge timeout of this half.
Dave Hansen, what do you think Coach Kelly Durr and team is drying up here?
Bad X has done this a lot this season, is they set up their offense or defense on the field, and then when they see what the other opposing team is doing, then they call timeout and make an adjustment. So they clearly saw what they wanted to see. I'm assuming man-to-man coverage. So he's either setting up a screen and making sure there's some blockers, or but either way, he saw the defense. He's picking a receiver that he wants Vinny Blackstock to throw to. And for me, you have to look off Sandon Cathrell. Sandon Cathrell is going to be your deep safety. So if this pass goes down the field and it's going to go a certain direction, he's going to have Vinny Blackstock look one way and then turn and release the other way to keep Sandon Cathrell from coming over and picking that ball off, playing that deep safety center field position.
4:32 left in the third quarter. Cass City 32, Bad Axe 6. The Hatchets facing a third down and 13 from the Cass City 35-yard line. Same formation as before the timeout. Trips to the right, one to the left. That would be Jensen Emmerich by his lonesome. Cody Tulaski on the near sideline. Blackstock in the shotgun, back to pass, throws it downfield all the way down to the 5-yard line. It is caught, but it was out of bounds as Hayden Horn in defense of Cody Tulaski falls incomplete. And now fourth down and 13.
I like it, but I would have liked to have seen Vinny Blackstock start by looking to his left and then transition to the right to look off Cathrell. Cathrell didn't get over there in time, but then that ball, he stares down his receiver. That ball is thrown out of bounds. A heck of a catch by Cody Tulaski, and to be honest with you, the 1 foot out of bounds came down before the foot that was in bounds came down. So a good call here by the official, but one of the better balls that Vinny Blackstock has thrown to the sideline, but just a hair too far for Cody Blackstock to make, or for Cody Tulaski to make a great catch.
Same formation once again, spleen the hash marks at the 35-yard line, facing a 4th and 13, the Bad Axe Hatchets. Blackstock in shotgun, Clancy to his right, back to pass again, throws this downfield, and this one's way overthrown, and a little bit miscommunication on the routes, as there was not a blue jersey or a white jersey within 10 yards of that pass. Turnover on downs, and Cassidy takes over at their own 35.
It makes you wonder if the young player that's getting more time there, the target, I believe, was looking at Jensen Emmerich, and he cut into the middle of the field where it looked like Blackstock thought it was a streak down the field, and so he lets it go, and there is nobody there. Again, I like the play on third down better. And to be totally honest with you, on 4th and 13, when you have nothing to lose, I'm throwing it to my best player again. It's one-on-one coverage. That time, Sandon Cathrell came up and played man-to-man on the slot receiver. There was no deep safety. I think I'd have gone another try to my best receiver.
Quarterback Heber, Sandon Cathrell, has the first down into Bad Axe territory and runs out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. This will be a gain of 18 yards in the play for the senior quarterback for Cass City inside Bad Axe territory now. First and 10 from the 47 of Bad Axe with 4:12 left in the third.
It's just too easy when they go to the sideline, and sometimes it's blatantly obvious. There is no Bad Axe defenders anywhere to cut him off and force him back to the middle of the field. And it's a sprint to the sideline and then pivot and go right up that sideline, and another big gain by Cathrell.
Hand off right up the gut for the Cass City running back. That would be number 3. That would be Jordan Mester, the sophomore fullback for the Redhawks. Out for a hard-fought 3, maybe 4 yards. Second down and a long 6, maybe 7 to go at the Bad Axe 43. 32-6, Cass City leads.
Surprisingly, that is Jordan Mester's longest run of the day. He's just not been able to get anything going. And that 5 or 6 yards by far is his best carry. But it's going to set up another run to the outside. It's just a matter of when it happens.
And off to Alex Perry. He breaks free of his first tackle and pushes the foul forward, as he always does there. Tackle made by Bad Axe's Cody Bailey, defensive tackle junior for the Hatchets. A gain of 3 on the play. Third down, 5 to go.
And Alex Perry getting some work in here as he takes it off over that right guard and he turns it upfield. Gets a couple. Not enough, though. Third down, maybe 3 or 4 to go. Bad Axe been in this situation quite a few times tonight, and Cass City has prevailed. So we'll see if that changes. But when Cass City needs a play, It's been Santa Cassarell.
They're 5 of 8 on third down so far. They're going for it on third and 5 here, and it's caught into the hands of Jordan Mester, has the first down, and is whipped down inside about the right at the 30-yard line, 31-yard line. They're going to mark him down.
It wasn't.
There is a flag back of the 36.
Yeah, and it wasn't a lot, but just enough. Alex Perry is going to get called for a block in the back on Jensen Emmerich.
Block in the back. White.
So that negates that.
Replay third down.
And it'll push him back from the spot of the foul, which is at the 37-yard line. Scoring update, USA blanks Lakers. Final score from Sebring, USA 38, Lakers nothing. And now we have another flag. As the extracurricular words here were said.
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 44.
Calling him out even. Alex Perry must have said the magic word there, so they're going to mark him off another 15 yards from the 46-yard line. Back into Cassidy territory. This will put him at the 39-yard line.
The only good thing for Cassidy is they can afford it at this point, but if you're Bad X, this is a situation where don't commit a penalty and finally get a stop on this high-powered Cassidy offense. I will say, I said it right away, it was very weak, but you cannot make contact with that defender when his back is to you. If you can see his jersey number, you cannot touch him, and it was very subtle, just a shove to try to knock him off balance, and he was right in front of this near sideline official and right in front of us, and it was a pretty easy call, even though it wasn't a very severe hit by any means.
Third down in a country mile. The first down, the line of scrimmage is at the 39-yard line. The first down marker is beyond Pinnebog Road. Cassidy marching right to left, Crosby Radio in the T formation. They have Bryce Fernald at quarterback once again. 9 men in the box for the Bad X Hatchets. The handoff to Santa Cathrell spins to the far sideline, past the original line of scrimmage, and nearly has the first down. Runs out of bounds to the 40-yard line. And that is going to be a gain of a roughly 19 yards, where they needed 22. And so it's now going to be fourth down and 4 to go for the Cassidy Redhawks.
One thing that Cassidy has done that we've been impressed is we've seen how they've added Bryce Fernald to their weaponry and moved Sandon Cathrell to running back. When he is your left running back, his target is to run down the right side. When he transitions there, that defense has to know the play is going there. And again, he gets the same play over and over to that sideline.
And same exact one here, and he has the same exact result. He breaks free of two tackles and is finally down to the 25-yard line after a 16-yard gain. Tackle made by Jensen Emmerich out of the secondary. Move the chains once again for Cass City. Just a moment ago, they're facing a third down and 23. Now they're inside the red zone.
And yeah, two very similar carries. The same running play we've seen Sandon run the entire night. He is the left backer in that wing tee. When the snap comes, both of them running backs set the edge on the right-hand side. And Santa Cathrell, it's a race to the sideline, and there is no end over there to slow him down. They run for 19. They do the exact same play and get 7 or 8 more.
This one's a handoff to Hayden Horn. Breaks through his first tackle. Gets across the 20-yard line and finally stops at the 19-yard line. Tackle made by Toby McPhee for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Second down and a short 4 to go, maybe 5, depending on the spot. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's still 32-6, Cass City by 26.
On a side note, Santa Cathrell is 225 yards on the ground today. I would not be shocked if he has Bad X's offense production almost doubled by himself.
He's about as productive as a 450 Bushmaster from Randy's Hunting Center. Minute 50 left here in the third.
Second down and 4. That's going to cost him extra.
Handoff right of the middle to Jordan Mester. He breaks out leg out of a pistol, and he has the first down. Tackle made by number 27, Jack Fisher, for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Not until after moving the chains, though, for the Redhawks.
Oh, it's unbelievable. When the offense goes, guys like Sandon Cathrell really set the pace for the Cassidy offense, and you start to cheat his direction, and then, bam, Hayden Horn hits you. Jordan Mester hits you. It's just it's an offense that can beat you in a lot of different ways. But the number one way to stop or slow down this team, you got to know where number 6 is at all times. And he has gone absolutely haywire today.
He gets another handoff here. He has positive yards across the 10, down to about the 6, maybe the 7-yard line. Tackle made by Bad Axe's Jack Fisher, number 27. Second down, 3 to go for the Kansas City Redhawks. About a minute and some change left here in the third.
And that time, Santa Cathrell right around the right side. And this time, he cuts it into the middle of the field where there's extra Baddeck defenders. They make the tackle. But if you're watching the sideline, there is nobody there. If he cuts it that way, he scores again.